My name's Stephen Litt, and my project is called Quadbox. Basically, it started off as made from salvaged parts of scrap metal found in the garbage, and the name was a lot more fitting than it is now, but I just liked the name, and so I kept it. The version in a suitcase has only been around for a few months. I started this project maybe almost a year and a half or 2 years ago now. It was nothing like that. It was just in this junky aluminum box that I found in the garbage. And all the holes where the buttons fit on it and where all the components and everything fit were just drilled very sloppily with a hand drill. And it would just have like spiky parts and metal shrapnel sticking out of it everywhere. And I just loved the aesthetic of that. But it was a really, really simple instrument at the time that didn't have that much that you could do some stuff with, but not everything that I wanted. And I knew that I would have to streamline it a lot more to actually make it into a fully fleshed out musical instrument. That would be more than just kind of a novelty or a toy. I have absolutely no musical training. Music has been an obsession of mine for as far back as I can remember, but I've never pursued playing a real instrument, really. Basically, at some point in college, I discovered circuit bending, and I discovered classic analog synthesizers, and I had no idea how to play them, but I loved just being able to tape down a note on a keyboard and just twist the knobs and just hear all these psychedelic and magic sounds. I guess what I was doing with that and what I still do with that might not be considered music or musical by most people, but it's something that I really love and that I'm really excited by. What I usually tell people who ask me about how I created it is that for a few years I was completely obsessed with noise music, and I'm just finding the absolute harshest and most abstract music that I could find. And then at some point after that, I made some friends with some kids who were really into disco and dance music. And I was really blown away by that for, I guess, completely different reasons. But it seemed to have the same sort of psychedelic quality to it that a lot of the experimental stuff I was listening to, even though it sounded absolutely nothing like it. And it basically occurred to me to mix what I love about these two things together and basically make an instrument which can take those raw and harsh and atonal sounds of abstract music and mix that with just solid rhythms, which just make anything. Once you have rhythm, you automatically have music, in my opinion. As soon as you have rhythm, no matter what the sound is, it instantly is understood as music by virtually anyone of any age who you will show it to. Even if they don't like it, they will understand this is music. And this is something that I can wrap my head around in some way. And that was most of the genesis of where this project started, I guess. I have like a serious music hardware fetish. I mean, a lot of music that I like is made with software and with laptops. But what I really wanted to do was just make a new platform for exploring sounds in new ways. I mean, people who are masters of Macs and other granular synthesis software, they could probably recreate very closely all the sounds that I'm getting from the CRUD box. But just by virtue of having this physical interface and just having this new way to explore sounds and music, it's inherently gonna shape what you make with it, I think. The response has been really overwhelmingly positive from everyone who I had hoped would like it, and a lot of positive responses even from people who aren't as familiar with like the realms of underground music and whatnot that I like and who aren't familiar with DIY electronics. Just people from a lot of different backgrounds have just given me very positive feedback to it overall. And I've had a lot of people ask me about making kits of it so that they can make their own. And I've had a few people who are musicians but not really hackers or DIY people ask me about just building one for them. And that's hopefully going to come in the next few months.